Day 146, or May the 26th. There's no respect these days. Our thoughts today are rooted in Job chapter 29, verse 25. I chose the way for them and sat as their chief. I dwelt as a king amongst his troops. I was like one who comforts mourners. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. Job becomes the grumpy old man we always suspected he might be. He looks back through his rose-tinted spectacles to the days when everyone respected him, young and old, when he was somebody, and everyone knew it. Now all that has changed. He's lost everything and his reputation too. Gone are the days when young men stepped aside to let him pass. Gone are the days when even mature leaders would cover their mouths rather than interrupt him when he spoke. Job felt he had earned all these privileges. They were his right. Now he had lost them due to no fault of his own. Circumstances had robbed him of his lifestyle, and even more, his beloved family, and no one understood why, least of all Job. And now today's action step. Isn't it great when your reputation brings privileges for you to enjoy? Well, that isn't the case for all of us, and sometimes holding on to our reputation is not the best course of action. It's interesting to check what Jesus thought about reputations. Mark's Gospel reminds us of his words in chapter 12, where it tells us, "Beware of these teachers of religious law. For they like to parade around in flowing robes and receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces, and how they love the seats of honour in the synagogues and the head table at banquets. Yet they shamelessly cheat widows out of their property and then pretend to be pious by making long prayers in public. Because of this, they will be more severely punished." Reputations should not be built for their own sakes. More importantly, we have a duty to be the best witness possible, for Jesus' sake. Remember, Jesus came to serve, not to be served, and we are to follow his example every day.